Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Our film critic Ben McKechnie is back for another year. So glad. And he's back with probably one of the biggest and most successful films to hit our screens for a long time. Les Miserables has stunned critics, already scoring Golden Globes, Screen Actors Guild Awards, and nominations for multiple Academy Awards. And I must say, we have to be pretty happy with our fellow countrymen, Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe, for doing us proud on the big screen. While everyone seems to love it, let's get Ben's take on this film. Welcome back, mate.
Hello, mate. Great to talk to you. How's things?
Wonderful. Welcome back to 2013, Ben.
A great pleasure to be back with you and the listeners.
Thank you. It's always fantastic
to be part of it now.
You're a champion. I suspect most people have heard about this film. Can you just quickly tell us, those who haven't really heard much about it, what's it about? What's the vibe?
Yeah, well, look, you'd imagine people must be living under that proverbial rock.
Yes.
They haven't heard about Les Miserables at all, and it has been out since Boxing Day. And one of the reasons that we're talking about it is we haven't talked thus far this year. And this movie, as you said in your intro, had massive attention, loads of awards, done a lot of big money at the box office, all that kind of thing. But what we're about to get onto is the kind of themes and ideas in the movie, which I think are much more pertinent.
Yeah, very interesting.
Open House.
Yeah.
That's right. But in a nutshell, it's based on a classic French novel from a couple of centuries ago that was turned into a musical stage production. This is the filmed version of the stage production. So it's all musical, all singing, and basically a story of a guy who got chucked in prison for stealing a loaf of bread, and then for the rest of his life, pretty much goes about trying to redeem himself while he's got the shadow of this really quite ruthless cop on his tail. And then the French Revolution gets wound in amongst that and a lot of singing.
Let me ask you this. What was your first reaction after seeing it? Because it is a bit of a different film.
Yes, that's very true. And also, by way of full disclosure, I've never seen Les Miserables on stage, and I haven't read the book. And I actually went out of my way to not read much about the story, having heard so much about this production.
Yes.
I didn't want to know anything about the story. But I had started hearing, in a bunch of different sermons around the place, people using illustrations from Les Miserables in a way I hadn't actually heard before.
Mm.
And so, yeah, diving into the film and going through it and coming out the other side, I was pretty gobsmacked, actually, at the God content that's in this show. I found it amazing and really, kind of had me cheering in the aisles.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go from what you said in your intro actually kind of sets me up for I'm going to come in and hammer it.
I should say,
I really liked it. My fiance Amy and I had a great time in there. I think it's too long, and I think it definitely gets a bit samey after a while. It's an amazing and beautiful production, and to move a musical onto the screen is very difficult, but it can get a bit repetitive. But then I'd imagine there's people now going to stake at my house who love this musical and will be able to tell me differently.
And we'll post your address on our Open House Community Facebook page.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
The cast is very solid. Who impressed you the most, Ben?
Well, actually, there's a scene in the film with Anne Hathaway, who plays a character called Fontaine in it, who is one of... There's a couple of, catalyst moments in the film, but this number that she does where you're watching an amazing... And given the title of the movie, I didn't actually expect this movie to be as bleak and depressing as what it was.
Okay.
And there's a number of scenes all the way through. There's a number of songs all the way through where people are just miserable. Which I really should have expected from the title.
Yeah, that's...
What happens to this Fontaine character and where she ends up, and this song that Anne Hathaway just looks straight down the barrel of the camera and it seems like it goes on for 10 minutes, and she cries and she almost screams throughout it. It's amazing. It's this amazing kind of portrait of tortured emotion and life all kind of spewing out in one song. So for me, actually... Hugh Jackman Russell Crowe were great, but the standout for me was this moment with Anne Hathaway. I'm still thinking about that.
Wow. So it's the producers who make this, also the producer's director?
Yeah. So that's a guy called Tom Hooper, who most people would never have heard of until he went and swept the Academy Awards the other year with The King's Speech.
Yes.
So that guy has come in this, and it was always going to be well mounted and well put together, and what you couldn't argue with, I don't think, from the kickoff, was that it was always going to look beautiful and be an amazing piece of work. But what I hope most people are coming out of Les Miserables talking about is the fact that, there's a number of great things about it. One of them is that one of the probably the best character in the whole thing is a bishop who changes the fortunes of this convict. And when he does, well, he seems to change his fortunes, but what the bishop does is gives the credit all to God. And in this way, where like so many stories that we hear of and see on screens, read in books and all that kind of thing, there is no mention of the sovereign hand of God in anything. But in this production, this bishop says, I didn't do this like off my own back. I'm effectively an agent of God. This convict needs to think about what he's going to do with his life now, because effectively God has given him his life back in this scene.
And there it is on the big screen. Wow.
And there it is on the big screen. And this is a big Boxing Day release up against The Hobbit. And
yes,
I hope you can hear the excitement in my voice. Like I was really, and I think actually their portrait of Christianity, while very simplified, because it always has to be when you're trying to, demonstrate it in any kind of production where you've got to contain an epic message, I think they actually do justice to Christianity in this film in a way that I'm kind of struggling a bit to find a better demonstration, particularly concepts of forgiveness.
Yes.
But also, and then we jump right to the end of the movie, and I'm really trying not to shatter it for those like me who hadn't seen this film. But there's a scene at the end where this convict character that Hugh Jackman plays actually confesses his sins to God and asks for forgiveness. And sadly, in the cinema that I was in, people laughed. Like, people actually kind of chuckled along. And that saddened me. Like, that saddened me more than all these scenes of misery that are going on in this film. Because what's happening here on screen is this character rightly knows that what he needs and what he needs to do before God and through Christ. And that, for me, just blew me away.
The other film you wanted to talk about, we'll have to do it briefly, is The Life of Pi. And again, this is about a boy who explores spirituality. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Like, it's an amazing month for these God movies.
Yes.
But where I'm all kind of thumbs up for Les Miserables, Life of Pi gets more of a thumbs down from me. I I'm such a movie guy. I don't read books. So I didn't read the book of Life of Pi, so I don't have the investment in the story. I don't find the story anywhere near as interesting as what I expected, given the hype around the film. I really expected this thing to kind of blow me away. But on the God side of things, you're right. It's about a boy searching spiritually, and it goes through a number of different religions. An Indian boy starts off Hindu, encounters Christianity, Muslim, and then other kinds of belief systems get chucked in a little bit. But for me, for a movie that people have described as a search for God and a movie that discusses God and sort of God's at the core, which is true to some degree, I found particularly the culmination of it, particularly when it kind of gets to its point, for me as a Christian viewer, I found it really unsatisfying and slightly insulting.
Okay.
Insulting.
Still, I read that Barack Obama wrote a personal letter to the author, Jan Motel, back in 2001, which said the book was an elegant proof of God, but also the power of storytelling.
Wow. While I disagree with the president, I can see what he's saying. There is elegance to the depiction of God, and there is some good storytelling in this movie. One of the, and I'm again trying very hard not to give things away, there's an underlying message to this film that all roads lead to God, that faith is kind of this human force that can be directed towards effectively whatever God you want, and that's pretty much the point. So human ingenuity, survival, kind of relying on yourself and then giving over to some higher power, but not necessarily explaining, or it doesn't even seem relevant who the higher power is or what
yes.
they want.
Yeah,
it just seems to be giving over. So for me, I wanted to give the movie over. It's a beautiful piece of work. We saw it in 3D. It's visually stunning. It's up for a million Academy Awards. I just think it's a little bit too much of a story for now. I can see why it appeals to people, because it's very non-threatening. It doesn't point you towards one particular God. It effectively is saying, like, all roads are going to get you there. And as a Christian, I disagree with that.
I'm so glad that you join us every now and then on Films, Ben McKechnie, you culture guru. It's great to have you back for 2013, mate. We'll talk soon.
Good to be here.
Good on you.
In a couple of weeks.
All the best.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.